In my own case, my dear family, I couldn't speak to you as spiritual people, but as people who were all too obviously merely human, little babies in the Messiah. I fed you with milk, not solid food, because you weren't able to take it. And you still can't, even now. You're still determined to live in the old way. Yes, wherever there is jealousy and quarrelling, doesn't that mean you're living in the old way, behaving as any merely human being might do? When someone says, I'm with Paul, and someone else says, I'm with Apollos, are you not mere humans? So, what do you suppose Apollos actually is? What do you think Paul is? I'll tell you. Servants, through whom you came to faith, each one as the Lord gave. I planted, and Apollos watered, but it was God who gave the growth. It follows that the person who plants isn't anything special, and the person who waters isn't anything special. What matters is God who gives the growth. The person who plants and the person who waters are just the same, and each will receive his own reward according to his own work. We are God's fellow workers, you see. You are God's farm, God's building. According to God's grace, I laid the foundations like a wise master builder, and someone else is building on it. Everyone should take care how they build on it. Nobody can lay any foundation, you see, except the one which is laid, which is Jesus, the Messiah. If anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, grass, or straw, well, everyone's work will become visible, because the day will show it up, since it will be revealed in fire. Then the fire will test what sort of work everyone has done. If the building work that someone has done stands the test, they will receive a reward. If someone's work is burned up, they will be punished by bearing the loss. They themselves will be saved, however, but only as though through a fire. Don't you see? You are God's temple. God's Spirit lives in you. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy them. God's temple is holy, you see, and that is precisely what you are. Don't let anyone deceive themselves. If anyone among you supposes they are wise in the present age, let them become foolish so that they can become wise. The wisdom of this world, you see, is folly with God. This is what the Bible says. He catches the wise in their trickery. And again, the Lord knows the thinking of the wise, and he knows that it's all a sham. So, don't let anyone boast about mere human beings. For everything belongs to you, whether it's Paul or Apollos or Cephas, whether it's the world or life or death, whether it's the present or the future, everything belongs to you. And you belong to the Messiah, and the Messiah belongs to God.